been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. It is the May 2nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we have a mixed day on the market today, a quiet day on the market so far. The Dow up 13 points, however, which puts it at 20,926, just 74 points away from that 21,000 level, which seems to be resistance right now. That seems to be the ceiling that we're bumping our head against right now on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But from my perspective, the Dow is worth more than that 12 to 18 months from now based on earnings expectations that are out there now. So I do think we can eat through that resistance eventually. But right now, that's where the resistance level lies. The NASDAQ blew through its resistance level, and many times it will lead the market higher. The NASDAQ blew through that 6,000 level, hit another new all-time high yesterday, had a fantastic day yesterday. It's pulling back a little bit today. It's down 7 points at 6,084. The S&P's down 1.5 this morning to 2386. It seems to have resistance at about 2400 right now. Crude oil continues to go nowhere fast in a hurry. It's at $48.64. I have no exposure whatsoever. One little pipeline stock, and that's it. I don't think
and
crude oil is...
Stanford coming in live from La Paz. I think that they've got us live here now on the Salem Broadcasting Network. I'm joined by Bill, but I'm zooming upstairs real quick to see if I can get Bill on the line here. I'm hoping that we can get you some live information from the world headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management here in La Paz, Mexico. And for some reason, there we go. I'm doing my best here to get us going. Now, what I'd like to do is let folks know that through the miracle of technology, we've done our best to try and update the market from La Paz, Mexico. We're down here doing our best to stay on top of the market. We've got internet connection. We do have some glitches with the phone lines, but that's not Salem's fault. That's our fault for not knowing the code there. So what we'll do, I'm going to turn over the phone here to Bill so he can update you on the market. And when we go to break, we'll have everything set. So hang on just a moment here. Here's Bill Gunderson live on the radio.
From La Paz, Mexico. Yeah, we've got to get the country codes here right. Okay, here's what we got, though. The market is pretty flat here so far this morning, although there are some big movers in the market. A lot of my best stocks now having a very good day once again. We've had a good week here. With the Best Stocks Now stocks. And we've got the S&P. I'm getting Spanish here right now. That's okay. I can read my Spanish. We've got the S&P 500. Basically flat right now. No, it's down. That's up 2.6 points right now to 2,392. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 6 points to 20,944. Look at that NASDAQ go. I have not seen anything like that NASDAQ in a long time. 6,077. The NASDAQ is up 2.3 points here this morning. We've got oil, which is petróleo in Spanish, up 28 cents to $45.80. Oil is going nowhere in a hurry, and oil was part of the downdraft in the market yesterday. Oro, or gold, is down $1,227 per ounce. Plata, which is silver, up 2 cents to $16.26 this morning. We've got the 10-year interest rates at 2.35% this morning as bonds drifting lower and rates are drifting higher. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We've got the jobs report, one of the tributaries that flows into that river called the economy, which is so important as a market timer to follow the economy. We've been invested in the market since March 27th of 2009. But when those tributaries flowing into the market start to dry up, then, you know, we'll be looking to lighten up in the market. But in the meantime, no sign of the jobs market cooling off at all. 211,000 jobs added in April. We got the unemployment rate down to 4.4%. And that's a better print than expected, which I think means almost a certain rate hike coming up in June. Just expect that. And I am extremely bearish on the bond market. I still believe strongly that ownership in companies is the place to be. And if you need income, you know, instead of the traditional areas, bonds, CDs, et cetera, I think big blue chip stocks, best stocks now that pay those dividend yields, you'll see a lot of them in my newsletter this weekend. The way to go. Speaking of big blue chip stocks, IBM falls after Buffett discloses his move. Buffett is selling. You know, he does not sell stocks too often. He kind of holds them for a while, but he's had enough of IBM. He sold one-third of his holdings. In my opinion, he should have started selling 10 years ago. But, hey, he's done okay over time as a money manager. That's a horrible chart on IBM. IBM's been ranked at or near the bottom of my proprietary ranking system called Best Stocks Now for years. IBM is hitting a new 52-week low today at $155 per share. Guess what? That's where it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, that's where it was. That's why I believe in buying stocks of today. Stocks of today, not of yesteryear. I mean, you can own an IBM or you can own a Facebook or an Amazon. And, you know, I just believe that you've got to freshen those portfolios along the way. You've got to keep up with the times. Speaking of another big stock of today, best stock down, Netflix. This is an interesting story. This comes from Citigroup. Apple is sitting there with what? In cash. Billions of dollars. In cash, okay, sitting in a CD. And Apple realizes, it seems like, that the stock market is probably the best place to invest that cash. Well, Citigroup names Netflix as the top target of an Apple purchase. Well, okay, don't go buying Netflix because of that story. But as they look at all the potential targets for an Apple, I know they've talked about Tesla, and there's been rumors about other companies that Apple may add to their portfolio to continue to become one of the giant companies in the world, because they can only grow so much now in the cell phone business. And, you know, I thought that was interesting. Addressing the problem of too much cash. Do you have that problem, Rob? We're going to get Rob in here in a minute.
Have you got me there, Bill?
You have too much cash, Rob, like Apple?
Yeah, oh, sure I do, yeah.
We'll get him
right
in here
now
later.
I don't have enough pesos.
Other stocks on the move here today. Hey, this is a good one. Here we are down in Baja today. I'm writing the newsletter from my Baja hideaway, and Mercado Libre, a stock that I own in my Ultra Growth account, is flying today. Mercado Libre is the Amazon.com of Latin America. Yeah. Look at that stock today. Look at it breaking out to new all-time highs. We own that in the Ultra Growth account, and get this. I just updated the Ultra Growth account. It is now up 11.4% since the beginning of the year. It currently owns 25 stocks. And we've had some huge winners in there this week with the earnings reports. I am going to make available this week, as I write the newsletter here, next 8 hours or so, I'm going to show everybody what I currently own in my ultra growth portfolio, which is now up 11.4%. That's before the expenses of me managing the portfolio for you and the $3.50 trades and stock trades. But if you were doing this at home, if you were a subscriber to my newsletter, the actual portfolio, very close there of the accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management, one of the four portfolios that I offer here, that's 11.4% year-to-date for expenses. All right, well, you know, we're going to take a short break. I don't hear the music yet, but I'm sure I'll hear it here any moment. And then I'll line up some individual stocks.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson coming to you live from the Gunderson World Headquarters, and that is La Paz, Mexico. We're down here in the southern portion of Baja California, just a little bit north of Cabo San Lucas, in the beautiful town, the fishing town and port of La Paz, meaning peace. And Bill, do you pick me up there? Have you got me there on the other end?
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear, Captain.
That's good. Hey, listen,
you're the first mate today, because usually it's Sanford and Son, you know.
That's right. It's Sanford and Son. Well, today it's Sanford and Captain. I think we'll have a little bit of time today to maybe go out and try and catch a fish or two after the market settles down a little bit. And while you're fishing there in the market, I'm going to go fuel the boat. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good. And, you know, the listeners ought to know that tied up to the fuel dock down here is Steve Jobs' boat, his widow's boat now.
Now, can you call that a boat, Bill?
You know, we're going to take a picture of that boat. We're going to put it in the newsletter this weekend. It is modeled to look like an iPhone. He could pull my boat behind him as a dinghy. Right?
I think
gorgeous boat.
I think your little fishing boat would probably fit in the living room or salon of that floating city that belongs to the late Steve Jobs.
It would eat my boat for lunch.
Yeah, you're not kidding, boy.
This ultra growth portfolio, you know, I have people that I manage money for, and I have a lot of people in my Premier Growth, which is doing very well this year. Those are the largest cap stocks, the Amazons and the Facebooks of the world. And then a notch down is my Ultra Growth portfolio. That thing's, I'm pretty proud of the work I've put in here. It's paying off. It's up 11.4% so far this year. Listen to some of these individual stocks in there. STM Electronics is now up 98% since my purchase. Lam Research is up 44%. CSX, the railroad, is now up 50% in that portfolio. There are 25 stocks currently making up that portfolio. Trivago's up 31%. We've had three huge winners this past week as they've reported earnings. Mercado Libre today, and I want to feature that stock today, Rob, since we're in South America here in Baja. Mercado Libre is the Amazon of South America, Latin America. We have Logmine, which has reported earnings this morning. That stock is bolting to new highs. Yesterday, believe it or not, as we landed in La Paz, I got a text message from my son, Steven, the millennial, who's holding down the fort back home. Number one, he says he had two symbols. He had Dad, VAC, and he had an exclamation point next to it. We own VAC. That's Marriott Vacations, which is also in that portfolio. They reported earnings yesterday. That stock is flying to new highs. And then he also included the symbol GPN, which is a big global payment company, and it also beat earnings yesterday. That one's in the Premier Growth portfolio, and it bolted higher yesterday. And you know, I said to you, Rob, this morning, I don't do this very often, but anybody who requests the newsletter today, which they can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I'm going to unmask. Is that what Susan Rice did? She unmasked people, you know, I'm going to unmask my ultra growth portfolio of 25 stocks, what I currently own, how they've done so far, and like I said, before fees, that thing's up 11.4% since the beginning of the year, and this is only April the 5th, so...
Okay, so that bill is for folks for this week only. You're going to include it in the newsletter.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not a guy. Listen, I'm not here to, and we're going to throw in the Ginsu knives. You know,
it's nice to be able to beat your chest a little bit and say I told you so.
Well, I'm pretty proud of the hard work I've done here and we've done so far this year, and we're going to continue that work here today in La Paz. I'm working all day, by the way, while you get the boat ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be standing on my head in the bilge of your sneaky little fishing boat.
Yes.
And trying to get that thing up to snuff, and then we'll when the market closes, we might be able to fish over the weekend a little bit. Now, what's nice about looking down and seeing those stocks that you own that are up so well, and your portfolios that are up so well, it's kind of like showing up on the fishing grounds and having the fish actually bite and coming home with a whole bunch of fish. And, it's a proud moment to come home and show off all those fish. So not only will you be showing a couple of pictures from La Paz in the newsletter this weekend, but to be able to show that entire deck full of fish, those 25 or so stocks in that portfolio, that's an accomplishment. That's going out to sea and finding the right areas to fish in and then actually catching the fish. And that makes the difference.
They're going to make for some tasty fillets on the barbecue, too. We've done okay. So.
Well, it makes for some tasty fillets in your bank account is what's nice.
I actually, I got an email from one of my clients here this morning. He says, Matt, you're on a roll. We sure appreciate it. Normally, it's, when is my account going to go higher? I've been with you for 3 weeks now, and I haven't got it yet. But anyways, look. I don't make any promises, but I have my ranking system that I invented some 7 or 8 years ago. I believe in being all in the market right now. Why? Because the earnings of the market support that. And we're going to continue. The best way I can describe this current market is you have to make hay while the sun is shining, because the sun
Absolutely.
Is not always shining on the market. And, Rob, you noted that today is a windy day here in La Paz.
It is blowing.
Yesterday it was beautiful, and we couldn't get out there. We had too much work to do here on stocks and everything. But if our listeners go to the website today at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, in the newsletter this weekend, I'm going to unmask my entire ultra growth portfolio of 25 stocks. These are mostly small and mid-cap companies. On the aggressive side, the Mercado Libres of the world and the Lam Researches of the world and the CSX Railroads of the world, along
sure.
with 22 other stocks. And you know what else I'm thinking? While the sun is shining on the market, I would sure hate to be in a tugboat right now. I would sure hate to be in a big asset allocation.
Right, stuck on the beach.
Market, that's like dragging an anchor behind you, dragging the bond market behind you, because we're in a rising interest rate environment. And look, I'm not saying anything bad against the asset allocators. I believe there's a place for that. But the world has changed. We're in a rising interest rate environment. And to sit there and stubbornly hold on to a portfolio that is 60% bonds or 50% bonds, major anchor. Okay, you take us through the break, Rob.
Okay, now are you headed off to the newsletter or are you going to stick around?
I'm sticking around.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier.
One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, known this week as Baja Bill. He's the captain of the ship at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to ask him a question, if you'd like to talk to us at Gunderson Capital Management, you can go to the Contact Us page. You heard the spot there in the break. And ask Bill a question by going to GundersonCapital.com or calling us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we're coming to you live today from La Paz. I almost said San Felipe. That was our last adventure. But we're in La Paz, which is just north on the east side of the tip of Baja, California, where Bill likes to refer to his stinky little fishing boat, and I can attest to that, having the shore power disconnected from the refrigerator since the last time he was down here. We opened that refrigerator yesterday, and oh my goodness! So we wanted to keep that thing closed. So that's kind of like being disconnected from your portfolio and letting it get rotten. It's a good idea to keep those things running on power all the time. And I can hear you, Bill. You're still with us here the second hour. I wasn't quite sure
absolutely.
If you were here or not.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yeah, there's so much going on in the market right now. Yeah. We'll start
so what's,
the newsletter here in
what's
about
the update
minutes.
from the Mexico feed of the Bill Gunderson Baja laptop?
Yeah, well, you know, there's our big winners. You know, I'd like to feature a couple of stocks here.
Okay.
You know, that Ultra Growth portfolio, 11.4%, that's before expenses, fees. You know, I charge a fee to manage money. I'm a fee-based advisor. And Scott Trade gets $3.50 every time, a trade is made out of the deal. That's the deal that I have with Scottrade. I'm one of their larger money managers that uses the Scottrade platform and uses them as a custodian, which is the safety net. You know, I've had people say, how do I know you're not a Bernie Madoff, Gunderson? And I said, well, you know, there's a custodian. The Scottrade is the custodian of your funds. The account's in your name. That's all I have. Is the ability to buy and sell in your account, which you can end that relationship at any point in time. But we use Scottrade as our custodian. They've been very good to me over the years, and they give me a very favorable trading rate of $3.50 per trade. We've got a lot of good companies right now in that Ultra Growth portfolio. To find their way, you know, I treat the stock market like Tony La Russa treats a baseball team, or like the fans treat, the All-Star game. I believe in putting together the very best roster that I can possibly have onto the field for my clients every single day. I don't make a lot of changes. I try to get the most out of these companies that I possibly can, which may end up being months. In some cases, you know, it's years. But I try to do my best to ferret out, read through all the scouting reports, you know, look at all the batting averages, use a little bit of money ball, because we also look for value in this whole Best Stocks Now concept. And I like to combine valuation, reasonable valuations. You know, I know a thing or two about valuing companies. I spent time as an analyst many years ago putting valuations on stocks and writing up research reports about them. But at the same time, besides value, I like momentum. I like performance. There's too many value traps out there. You know, I think Warren Buffett found himself in a value trap in IBM. It looked cheap. It fit his value. He's strictly a value guy. He doesn't look at any kind of charts or momentum or anything like that. But I just found that over the years, there's too many stocks out there that appear cheap on the surface. And when you open up the hood and look underneath and see the engine room, you know, of the stock, you realize why it's cheap. It's cheap for a reason, because there's not much under the hood anymore. And I'm not saying that IBM is a bad company or that Walmart's a bad company. But they're growing at single digits these days, if at all. And without earnings growth, stocks follow earnings. And without earnings growth, it's very hard to get capital appreciation. So I look for companies that are still growing, still in the prime of their life, and still could be had for a reasonable price. And that really narrows it down. You know, each day out of 4,300 stocks in my database, I maybe have a couple hundred to look at. And I own a lot of those stocks already. So once I have my portfolio built, it's all I do is maybe upgrade from time to time, or maybe it's time to sell one because it's come to fruition. It's like that avocado that's now ripened. It's ready to pick and make guacamole out of it. And it's time to move on to something that's a little bit earlier in its stage. But one stock that I currently own in the Ultra Growth account is Mercado Libre. I don't know if a lot of the listeners out there know about Mercado Libre. I'm using this as an example. This is not a recommendation, but it's an example of the kind of companies that I like to own. Mercado Libre is actually headquartered in Argentina. Argentina is having a very good year. They elected a pro-growth presidente down there. He recently met with Mr. Trump and Mrs. Trump up here in America. Mercado Libre is now a $12 billion company. You can go to MercadoLibre.com and see what it is they do. They're basically the eBay and Amazon and PayPal of Latin America. Mercado Libre's earnings have grown from $1.27 per share of 2010. They're expected to make $5.75 per share this year. That means earnings have more than quadrupled over the last 4 years, and the stock has basically quadrupled over those years. There's the old axiom, stocks follow earnings. And when earnings go higher, stocks go higher. Mercado Libre reported earnings today. Their sales were up 74% versus the same quarter last year. Their earnings were up 64% versus the same quarter last year. The stock over the last 12 months is up 90%. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 38.8% per year to investors. It's currently trading at a PEG ratio of 1.64, which is a little on the rich side, but the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today after their earnings report, in which they blew earnings away. Out of 4,313 stocks, mutual funds in my database, MELI, Mercado Libre, currently comes in at number 207 ranking. And it's one of the 25 stocks that I currently own in my Ultra Growth portfolio, which is one of the four portfolios that I publish every week in my Best Stocks Now newsletter. And that those portfolios are only available to clients. They get to see the portfolios, obviously. They already know what I own because they're in their portfolios. And I do have those live trading subscribers that follow along with me on my live trades, which is available through my app, beststocksnow.com. But this week, anybody who signs up for my newsletter here today at GundersonCapital.com, I'm going to unmask my newsletter, that portfolio, this week only, Rob. And you might want to talk a little bit about our money management, what we do here, and the newsletter a little bit, okay?
I'll do that in the fourth quarter. In addition to that, in the fourth quarter, I will make sure that our two young deckhands have an opportunity to say hi to you up there in the secret bunker. I know you're sequestered right now. We're downstairs. And
you guys are at the breakfast buffet now.
I know, but in fact, I think we've got a minute or two here before the break, so I've got the real sons from Sanford and Son Friday here. I've got young deckhand Sam and young deckhand Noah here, and they wanted to say hi to you up there in the Mexican secret bunker. So here's okay. Young Sam.
Hey, Baja Bill, how you doing?
We're doing okay. How do you like Mexico so far?
It's been going great. Love the food. Love everything that you're showing us. And just wanted to say hello. Here's Noah.
Okay, let's talk to Noah. It's always good to have a kid named Noah when you're out on the water.
Oh, yeah, you always got to
have... how you enjoyed Mexico. So how were those fish tacos yesterday at Toro Guerrero?
Those fish tacos were amazing.
Amazing. Mexico's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys are amazing. And your dad's amazing, too. Hey, we'll take you through the break here. You're listening to the Best Talk Now Radio Hour with Gunderson and Sanford and Son. We will be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, normally in San Diego, California, now coming to you live here on this this last quarter here from the Southern Command Central. He's in his undisclosed location in La Paz, meaning peace, and he is still on the air with us, folks. So if you're if you're wanting to hear one last bit of wisdom from the Mexican version of Captain Bill here, we have the El Jefe himself coming to you from his La Paz secret bunker. Bill, are you still with us here in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, we have good news for our Atlanta listeners. We finally secured I guess it would be 9 a.m. in Atlanta, so the show will be heard live every day.
It's about time. That's great news.
They've been getting day-old rolls, every day. It's still better than what you get on most other shows, right? We'll be live in Atlanta starting June the 1st. They got to clear the deck a little bit. We're still in that 8 a.m. hour, I believe, in Atlanta. But starting on June the 1st, we'll be heard live every day. So I guess we're going to move up 1 hour to 9 a.m. So they're getting a live show every day. We love our Atlanta listeners. We have a lot of clients. We have a lot of subscribers and followers down in Atlanta. And, of course, we certainly send out a warm welcome to our new listeners in Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun. My wife and I spend quite a bit of time going back and forth on the Interstate 8. We love the Phoenix area. We go to spring training in the springtime. I write the newsletters from Peoria or from Scottsdale, one or the other. And this week we're on a little bit of an adventure down here in the capital of Baja California. La Paz, Mexico, will be home Sunday night. But
hopefully we'll have some pictures to include in the newsletter this week, don't you think? Maybe a picture or two of you standing in downtown La Paz, and maybe even standing at the helm of your stinky little fishing boat.
Well, I wanted to send back some pictures of fish, and that's what you're.
Well, let's do that then. You got to get your work done today to get that though taken care of.
She said, you better come home with some fish for dinner on Monday. You know, it was funny. When I picked you guys up on the way to the Tijuana airport on Thursday morning, and your wife was with you, she was handing over you and the kids, and you were getting into my Baja car. She had this look on her face like, am I ever going to see my kids again?
I had that look on my face. You know, I've been in more adventures with you than I have in the rest of the years of my life. You're quite the character to be associated with.
And I've had the clients do the same thing. Am I ever going to see my portfolio again? You know. I am a very careful guardian and steward. I feel like when people have me manage their money that. You know, I manage it like I would manage it as because I regard it as part of the overall company and portfolio, and I do my best every single day to try to find the very best stocks. Given your risk tolerance, I know there's a lot of conservative folks out there. I have an income and growth portfolio, which is doing very well this year. And I've been doing a little bit of changing there with the interest rates moving higher. I continue to stock that portfolio with dividend payers with upside potential. So you're getting that those dividends and the income from your stocks and investments. But we're also hoping for some capital appreciation, which I just don't think it's going to happen in the bond market. You've had the wind at your back in the bond market for the last two decades. And that's given you capital appreciation in your bond portfolios. But going forward, I mean, you're going to receive the coupons from those bonds, but I think you're going to see an erosion to your principal as interest rates head higher. Just as stocks follow earnings, bonds follow interest rates. And, you know, I don't think you need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. I think interest rates are headed higher, which does not create a good environment for the traditional asset allocation portfolio, which Schwab is selling for 30 basis points. They'll turn it over to a robot, and they'll collect the fees from you. And I just don't think it puts you in a good position to keep up with inflation and to keep your account growing over the years. I think you got to go in a little bit different direction. And the asset class that I like right now is equities, stocks. I've liked them since 2009. I'd like them every bit as much today as I did then until further notice. And I update you every week in my newsletter on how I feel about the asset classes. And I back it up with facts, with hard numbers. And, you know, folks, They move their accounts to Scottrade, which is real easy from wherever you're at now if you're not happy. And once they're at Scottrade, I can go into them like I would a garden. I pick through everything. If there's weeds in there, I get rid of them. I send them to the garbage dump. And I start infusing slowly the stocks that I like. As those stocks come back into the trading ranges where I think they're buyable again, you know, I add them to your portfolio. So I have my income and growth portfolio. I have my premier growth, which is large, mid-large caps. And then I have my ultra growth, which is what we're kind of highlighting today. It's up 11.6% so far this year before fees. And then for the do-it-yourselfers, I have the app and the newsletter, which I use to manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'll let you take it home, Rob. I'm going to get started on the newsletter.
Well, I think before you get started on that newsletter, you better go downstairs and get yourself a little bit of breakfast. There's some fresh tortillas being made right there.
Oh,
so, Lord. So you better get some fuel for the day.
Yeah. All right. I'll be down in a minute.
All right, Bill. Hey, I'll tell you what. For those Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, if you'd like to take an inside peek, take a look at Bill's ultra growth portfolio. He's going to unveil all 25 of his personal holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. Make sure you go to GundersonCapital.com and subscribe to the newsletter or call Lisa at 855-611-23. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll get that information out to you. So from Baja, from the beautiful little town of La Paz, we wish everyone a great weekend. Adios, amigos.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.